There has been growing awareness that the electronic highway of this rich American society, namely our computers, is becoming another region's health hazard. About 10 million old computers will be discarded by Americans this year. Two-thirds of them will be shipped to Asia, where they'll be dismantled by poor people in villages. The computers pose a toxic threat. They contain mercury and lead. Now, a coalition of environmentalists and lawmakers has secured a signed pledge from electronics manufacturers in the United States to consider a new solution. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Several months ago, environmental activist Jim Puckett traveled to China to check out reports of massive dumps of electronic waste. A four-hour drive from Hong Kong, Puckett and his team came across two villages along the Longdong River, where families were burning piles of plastic computer wires in order to recover the valuable metals inside.
All they did was burn the wires at night, sort them by day, burn them by night, every night, and the whole village was just covered with an ashen residue, with their children playing in this very toxic ash.
An ash made up of residues from melted plastics and heavy metals. Burning the wires also sends dioxin and other toxic gases into the air. A video documentary of Puckett's trip pans down from a tight shot of children's faces to the computer dump they're standing on at the river's edge. Each discarded computer contains about 4 pounds of lead, and much of this leaches into the ground and the water supply. Puckett's team from the Basel Action Network measured lead levels in the river 190 times higher than the World Health Organization standard. Villagers report stomach and breathing problems. Speaking through an interpreter, Puckett approaches some men on tractors hauling huge tanks of water.
He's transporting water into the village. I asked him why do you take water, they sell it there. And he said the water there tastes no good.
The reason most of the waste ends up here is because salvage operators in China charge much less than domestic recyclers. Lauren Roman is vice president of United Recycling in the U.S. She says typically people with old computers to unload, be they corporations, government agencies, or municipalities that collect old PCs from residents, are concerned about getting rid of the old equipment as cheaply as possible.
If they call a broker that's shipping their material to a port so that it can all be exported to China and other countries for recycling, they usually have to pay little, if anything, to get rid of their electronics.
In contrast, Roman's company recycles computers at their facility in New Jersey. Here, trained workers carefully separate out the toxic components. For instance, they remove intact the monitor tubes that contain most of the computer's lead, then sell them back to manufacturers. This kind of recycling is becoming mandatory in Europe. Unlike the U.S., the European Union has banned the export of its toxic computer waste, as have Japan, Canada, and Australia. In fact, they've all signed on to an international treaty aimed at protecting developing countries from harmful waste. Activists here have been nudging computer manufacturers to take similar steps. Ted Smith is the executive director of the Silicon Valley Toxics Network.
What we're trying to do is to make sure that the cost of adequately and properly recycling an old computer get built in to the purchase price, so that when you buy a new computer, you're paying for the whole cost, not just of buying it and using it, but also the cost of disposing of it when you're done with it.
Until recently, electronic manufacturers resisted the idea, calling it bad for business. But according to activists like Ted Smith, in the last 18 months, the industry has changed its tune. The actions of state lawmakers have a lot to do with the industry's new approach. In state houses from California to Minnesota to Massachusetts, legislators have begun drafting regulations to mandate proper computer recycling, a development the industry can't ignore. Holly Evans is environmental advisor for the Electronics Industries Alliance, a trade group for manufacturers.
Whenever states require separate requirements in terms of design or even end-of-life manage it, creates a fragmented system that would be very difficult for our member companies to ship and sell their products. So naturally, we are interested in developing a national solution to this issue.
At a meeting a few weeks ago with activists, environmentalists, and government officials, the industry agreed to explore the idea of including a recycling fee in the cost of a computer. There's still much to consider, for instance, how much the fee would be and who would pay it. The latest estimate is that it would cost about $20 per computer to ensure that the nation's electronic waste doesn't end up in a dump in China. Alice Norbury, NPR News, Washington.